The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you like to make your NFL games a little bit more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby. Vegas, it is the Even Money Podcast. We are, of course, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Love those dudes. Love this show. In case you're not familiar or it's your first time watching or listening, I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman for 7 years, 2001 to 2008. Now I got a bunch of media gigs. No Thanksgiving Day game for me this year on the radio because I'll be doing Iowa at Nebraska noon on Friday for CBS in the classic Black Friday game. Looking forward to that. Don't go shopping on Black Friday. Watch your boy on CBS. You can check me out on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. You can check out all of the highlight clips of all of our shows at Ross Tucker Pod or youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. We got an awesome fantasy show, Fantasy Feast. We got an awesome college betting show called The College Draft. I do the Ross Tucker Football Podcast daily, just like this, 25 minutes or less, making sure you guys know everything you need to know going on in the NFL, including breaking news while we're recording this show, a little earlier than usual. The Steelers just fired offensive coordinator Matt Canada. So Steve and I usually record 9:25 a.m. Eastern time on Tuesdays. Today it's 8:45 a.m. Eastern time because I have a parent-teacher conference. Who can relate? By the way, that Steve is Steve Fezzik at Fezzik Sports. He's pretty much a legend when it comes to sports betting. He's the only two-time winner of the Super Contest. And what are you up to now, Steve? Second in the Circa Contest?
Yeah, Circa Millions, second out of 5,300 people, 38-14-3. So I've run luckier than God year-to-date, knock on wood. Did miss with Kansas City last night. If it would have had the Chiefs, it wouldn't have been in first place.
Wow. What does second place pay?
$500,000.
Oh, my goodness. Gosh, now I feel like I'm invested in this. That's awesome. At Fezzik Sports on social media. Remember, if you ever want to get the incredible, impeccable spreadsheet of all of our bets every week, you just got to become a patron. Patreon.com/RTMedia at the Tuckheads level. And our grading expert, Sean Grades, he posts them on our private Slack channel for Even Money. So you're going to want that rather than just writing down as fast as you can everything we say. It's only 10 bucks a month. Patreon.com/RTMedia. Steve, we had a big week. We had a really, really big week. For the week, I was up 11 units. You were up 6 units. For the year, I am now up 14 units. You are up 26.5 units. This is what we do. We get in the black. We stay in the black. We make you money. Pretty much every year, the track record speaks for itself. Wasn't a great start, Steve, because I had the Bengals getting 3.5. I got to be honest with you. I loved all my bets last week. Bengals 3.5, they were winning the game when Burrow hurt his arm. And when it was 10-7 Bengals when he went out.
Yeah, but the defense still couldn't stop Baltimore. You had a shot to cover in a shootout, But Burrow and company would have had to have gotten you 30 points. Of course, you could argue it changed the whole game complexion. As soon as he went down, Bengals season was donezo.
It does change the whole complexion. And worst case scenario, Joey B would have gotten me a backdoor cover. Panthers, Cowboys, we had nothing. I leaned Panthers. Thankfully, it was only that. Bears, Lions, we had nothing. Raiders, Dolphins, I leaned Raiders getting the 12. They hung tough, Steve. We thought they might get blown out. They hung tough.
Horrendous spot for the Raiders that were in position to maybe force overtime or go for the victory at the end. So great effort by my hometown Raiders.
Steelers, Browns, I put two units on the Steelers getting those 4 points. Truth be told, that was before the news came out that Deshaun Watson was done for the year. That came out on Wednesday morning out of nowhere. So how much closing line value did I get there, Steve?
Yeah, so closes 2.5. Doesn't sound like a lot, but 3 is so important. There were 3 games last week that if you bet them at the right time, you won regardless of which side you played, including the +4. Also included San Francisco, if you got to it early, laying 11.5. Closed 13.5. They win by 13. Fiddles in the middle, as do the Rams, who were pick them early in the week. Rams close -2. And Rams somehow beat Seattle by 1 point.
Speaking of somehow, Steve, the Cardinals, I had the Cardinals for 2 units getting 4 points. C.J. Stroud threw 3 interceptions in Cardinals territory. The Cardinals went for 2 when it was 21-16 and didn't get it. The Cardinals were in Texans territory 3 times in the fourth quarter, but because they were down by 5, they didn't kick a field goal. They went for it on fourth down and didn't get it. Not one time. I lose by 1 point. Devastating. Still
could have won
that. About that bet.
Could have won that one also. That's another one that it did go as high as 6, and then it came back down to 4.5. So it all depended on when you bet that game.
You had the over in that game for 2 units, Steve. 47.5. Wasn't even close because of the Stroud picks and the Cardinals' fourth downs.
Plenty of offense. The turnovers happened in the red zone, so got unlucky with that. It's a bet I would make again.
Giants, Commanders, we had nothing. Titans, Jags, you put 2 units on the Jags laying 6.5, Steve. They won by 20. I had the Jags as one of my 4, count them, 4 teaser legs that I wheeled and dealed because that's what I like to do. And finally, they all came through. Second time this year, they all came through. We've had a bunch of weeks, Steve, where 1 doesn't come through, 1 or 2 where 2 doesn't come through. They all came through. 12 units for your boy. It was the Jags down to -0.5, the Seahawks up to +7, the Vikings up to +8.5, and the Eagles up to +8.5. 12 units wheeling and dealing those 4 teasers. Chargers, Packers was a best bet. We both had the Packers getting 3.5. When they missed that extra point, I could not believe it. But thankfully, Quentin Johnson dropped that pass, Steve. We got a little bit lucky there.
He wasn't the only guy to drop a pass, so I can't put this one on Herbert. You know, it's interesting. I wanted to ask you, Ross, because obviously he drills one to the goal line, wide open receiver who drops the ball. But I can't blame Herbert for that because you just don't know. When you're the quarterback, when there's so many congested guys there, you got to zip that ball in because you might not see a defender. Am I correct there?
Right. Like, well, first of all, he had an unbelievable throw for a touchdown in traffic on a fourth down. Keenan Allen had 2 drops. Parham had a bad drop. Quentin Johnson had the game-winning drop. I mean, Herbert was really good in that game again. Let's get to Bucks Niners. Another one. I put 1 unit on the Bucks, Steve. What'd they have? 3 times? Goal to go in the second half, in the fourth quarter, down 13. I was getting 11 points, but they kept going for the touchdown because they were down 13. Another good bet by me, Steve.
And if you bet that at post, you did wind up winning as it closed 13.5. You know, these half points are so important. I've got social media. I've got people that are so angry at me because a lot of other content providers do things where they say, Ross, things like, oh, I'm laying 2.5 on this game and it's good up to -3. Really good, competent, great analysts saying things like this. It's not just one person. It's dozens of people. And you know what? The truth is, it's not okay. you can't give up these half points and the like. Look no further than last week, where the difference between betting Pittsburgh plus four versus plus two and a half is the difference between winning and losing.
Totally agree, and I've learned that from you, and it's been very, very helpful. The Seahawks and the Rams, Steve, that was one of our best bets because we both had the Seahawks, which we don't do very often. We didn't go through the second key number of seven. We just took it up to seven, but you had the Seahawks in a teaser leg along with the Jags. That was another best bet that won for us as the Seahawks came through. They lost the game, but they were up to plus seven. There's no way they should have been underdog. Although they were getting 1 point, and it ended them losing by 1 point. So I guess it was a good line.
Well, Jets Geno got knocked out in the fourth quarter, or if Seattle would have won that game, almost for certain.
For sure. Locke was terrible. Jets, Bills, Eileen, Jets. Thankfully, that's all it was. Thankfully, we don't have to watch Zach Wilson play football anymore. Vikings, Broncos. I had the Vikings up to 8.5 in a teaser leg. They lose by one. Chiefs, Eagles, had the Eagles up in a teaser leg up to 8.5. They win the game outright. You had the under 43.5, Steve, for 2 units, and that came through. 21-17, Birds. Again, I was up 11 for the week. You were up 6. We were 2-0 on our best bets. For the year, I'm up 14 units. You're up 26.5 units, a 59% strike rate on this show, Steve. And we're now 18-18 on our best bets. We are exactly dead even, and we're going to Thanksgiving week. But first, I want everyone to know, if you're trying to get any tickets for anything, it's all about the Game Time app. It's the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase, because you can see the view from your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. All the prices with all the fees are shown in your total upfront, and you can buy the tickets in seconds with two taps. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code MONEY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. So again, create an account, redeem code MONEY for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We move on, Steve, to one of the best weeks of the year for betting, and in particular betting on pro football. Packers, Lions. Lions are laying 7.5, totals 47.5.
Yeah, so spot on teaser here with the Detroit Lions. We're certainly going to utilize that. The Lions absolutely should win the game. And resilient. The Lions played a bad game and managed to win last week. Let's tease the Lions. I'm going to pick out two teams. We're going to take Houston against Jacksonville on Sunday. I'm also going to tease Detroit with Cleveland, the Browns against Denver. I'm sorry, I'm going to take the dog in that game. Let me see whoever the dog is. I'm going to tease him up to 7.5. And that'd be Cleveland, yes.
I'm going to take the teaser as well. The Lions down to -1.5. I'm pairing them with the Bucks, taking the Bucks up to 8.5 this week against the Colts. And the Cleveland Browns, same as you, Steve. The Browns are getting 2.5 out in Denver. I'll take the Browns up to 8.5. Those are my three teaser legs this week. Detroit down to -1.5. The Bucks up to 8.5. The Browns up to 8.5. I'm a little bit nervous about the Texans against the Jags. A little bit nervous about that one. Couldn't quite pull the trigger. I'm also going to put one unit on the Packers getting the 7.5, Steve. ATS. I'm going to try to middle it. We'll see what happens. Let's go to the Commanders and the Cowboys. Commanders are getting 11 points. Total's 48.5, Steve.
Yeah, shout out to Scott Seidenberg, my buddy at pregame, who ran the numbers for me last night. Favorites have done very well on Thanksgiving, especially the larger favorites. Now, the Cowboys historically have been bad as a big favorite at home going back many years. They're a public team, so the line is inflated. So normally I would have landed on Washington, but I don't want to buck this whole Thanksgiving. Favorites just crush. I will actually lean to Dallas.
I'm going the other way. I think the Commanders are going to come to play. I think it's going to be an entertaining game. I know that the Cowboys have run roughshod over some of these other teams that aren't as good. I think the Commanders are better than these. The Commanders are not the Panthers. The Commanders are not like one of these terrible teams. And I think they're going to bounce back from that bad loss to the Giants. Two units, Commanders, plus 11. Thursday night, Steve, the Niners are laying 6.5 on the road against the Seahawks. Total's 43.
So if I can get 7, which I could have gotten yesterday, I would invest with Seattle. My power ratings make this game only like 6 points on a neutral site, and that's despite having San Francisco the number one team in the NFL. But I'm worried Geno may not be 100%. So just a lean. Hey, I'll have my Thanksgiving dinner at halftime of this game. Shout out to my friend Bob Toby. This is Bob Toby Day for me. If I've lost track with him, but he was one of my first cool friends, and he alerted me, you don't have to have turkey on Thanksgiving. I had a Thanksgiving, and he grilled a couple of great steaks for us, and it was eye-opening. Wow, I can actually have food I like on Thanksgiving. Thank you, Bob.
You don't like turkey?
No. Turkey, no good.
Why not?
I only eat it once a year. There's a reason. I only eat cranberries once a year. There's a reason. It's a Cornish hen for me, or a ham, or prime rib. So much better.
I like turkey. I love me some turkey with the mashed potatoes, the gravy, the filling. Oh, mixing it all up. That's a bad call by you, Steve. Really bad call. let's get to, I got nothing on that game. I was only thinking about the Niners as a teaser leg down to minus 0.5 because I think they'll win the game, but I'm not doing it. Black Friday game. The Dolphins are laying 10 on the road against the Jets, total of 40. Jets are starting Tim Boyle at quarterback, Steve.
So truth be told, just pulling back the curtain on how pros bet, I laid 9 on this game. That 9 is gone because maybe we're happy Zach Wilson is out, but I can tell you what, Fireman Ed and company are not going to be thrilled with what Tim Boyle is going to be able to do for this team. I heard the Jets have scored like 10 touchdowns the last 10 games. Think about this. Miami scored 10 touchdowns in one game. I think this gets ugly, but at post, I'm sure I'll get some crazy bargain and have to lose money on the Jets plus 11. So I got in front of it, but no play for me.
Yeah, I got nothing here. I don't really know what to expect from the Jets with Boyle, so I'm going to stay away. The Steelers are in Cincinnati taking on John Browning and the Bengals. The Steelers are laying 1 point. Total's a low 34.5. Do they get the new coordinator bump, Steve?
Sure, and maybe they'll figure out that they should not be giving the ball to Najee and just give it to Warren. And by the way, Najee, just shut up and run the ball and stop complaining. You're the number two running back. I'm going to tease Cincinnati. I'm going to tease them from 1.5, up to 7.5. I have to do a 6.5-point teaser to get it to 7.5, and I'll tease them with the Arizona Cardinals.
I got nothing on that game. I don't like to do the 6.5-point teasers. What about, we already talked about this one, Jags-Texans, Jags laying 1.5. Total's 48.5. I was very tempted, Steve, to lay the 1.5 with the Jaguars. I think they're the better team. I think they're going to come in and take care of business. But these Texans, man, they're resilient. They win these games. They find a way. CJ Stroud, I can't do it. He makes me nervous. Like, he's good enough where he can win the game for the Texans.
And he's certainly good enough to get me in the back door if they're down 10 on a teaser. I feel very confident that Houston's going to get a score on that last drive. So absolutely, I will invest in the teaser.
Patriots and the Giants. Patriots are laying 3.5. This game has a total, an NFL game, of 33.5.
And there's a lot of really low totals in the NFL. NFL is a real scoring problem. If you made me the commissioner, I'm doing it. I'm sending out to all my refs, point of emphasis. You know what? You're going to like this, Ross, as a former lineman in the NFL. No more of this. You know, unless it's like absolutely blatant. We're not going to call the offensive holding, and no more mugging of the receivers. You grab any jersey or anything, that's defensive holding. We're going to help the offenses because there's no quarterbacks in the league right now. On this game, boy, it doesn't seem right that the Patriots to be laying 3.5. I'll lean Giants.
Yeah, I'm putting two units on the Giants, plus 3.5. I thought DeVito looked good. They got some confidence. They're feeling better about themselves now. And who are the Patriots to be laying 3.5 points to anybody on the road with the way they've played this year? The Bucs are in Indy to take on the Colts. The Bucs are getting 2.5. Total's 43.5. The Bucs are one of my teaser legs up to 8.5.
And I lean to Indy, and that's why I didn't tease Tampa Bay. I tell you what, I do think Indy is not just better, but significantly better. So Tampa went all in with a great effort last week. I'm worried they might run out of gas.
Carolina is in Tennessee to take on the Titans. Carolina's getting 3.5. Total's 37. Normally, I would take Carolina getting the 3.5. I can't do it. I've lost a lot of money on Carolina this year. I hate them.
If you have to lose your money investing in Carolina, I know they didn't cover last week, but they're still, I believe, 8-2 against the spread in the first quarter. Consider Carolina plus a half in the first quarter. Hopefully, they won't throw a pick six as they oft do later in the game.
Saints are laying 1 point in Atlanta, total 42, Steve.
I'm going to wait on this one. I'm going to let the odds makers decide who I bet. If either one of those teams becomes the favorite, I will tease the dog up to 7.5, but there's no play right now.
Browns in Denver. Browns getting 2.5. We both tease the Browns up to plus 8.5 against the Broncos. Total's 35.5. I'm assuming you don't have anything else on that one, Steve.
I'm going to go under for two units. Cleveland's a dead nut under. Denver, their defense is playing better. They can't score, even getting three turnovers, under 35. And I'll play that for two units.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. Good call. I'm with you on that. I'm rolling with you on that one. That is a best bet. We're together on the under 35.5, Cleveland-Denver. Good call. You know what else is a good call? Ordering on DoorDash. When the game goes to timeout, it's time to order on DoorDash. Halftime, ordering time. 2-minute warning, you got it. That's your cue to order in. Get everything you want delivered while you root for your squad. Burgers, fries, drinks, you name it. And if you have a Dash Pass membership, you can get the new Wendy's loaded nacho cheeseburger delivered. Yep, right now, the loaded nacho cheeseburger is exclusively available with Dash Pass at participating U.S. Wendy's for a limited time. Got to have something to wash it down, Steve. The only thing I wash it down with is Labatt Blue Lights. Delicious. Had a couple with a couple buddies last night watching Monday Night Football. Always enjoy responsibly. It's delicious beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. The Rams are laying 1 point in Arizona. Total's 44.5. You already teased the Cardinals up to plus 7.5. 6.5-point teaser. Anything else there, Steve?
Nothing else there. I did miss one play. I'm playing one more under. Pittsburgh-Cincinnati under 34.5 was my other total this week. Let's add that one as well.
You know what? I like that one too. Pitt versus Sin under 34.5, two units. Ooh, I don't know, but what Cincinnati's defense hasn't been playing great, and they fired the coordinator in Pittsburgh.
That just means they'll hand the ball to Warren more.
We'll see. All right. How about the Eagles laying 3.5 at home against the Bills? Total's 48.
I feel like I should take Buffalo for the spot, but my power ratings make it 4, so just a lean to Buffalo.
Lean to Buffalo for me as well. It's a bad spot for the Eagles. and a great spot for the Bills. I would say just a lean to Buffalo for me. The Chiefs are laying 9.5 against the Raiders. Total's 44, Steve.
So no hurry, because we might get 10, but come on now. Short week for the Chiefs, and they're going to go for Thanksgiving now. Raiders are playing very well. Raiders, 2 units.
I'm with you on that one. I love the way the Raiders are playing. Bad spot for the Chiefs. They're not blowing anybody out right now. Raiders plus 9.5, 2 units, 3 best bets. Well, including we had a teaser best bet too. So that's 4 best bets for us. What about the Ravens laying 4.5 against the Chargers Sunday night? Totals 47.
So no official bet, but all Chargers do is play close games. So as soon as somebody gets up by double digits, live betting, look to bet whoever is behind in this game at that point in a game that the Ravens should win by 3 or 6 points by.
Well, the Chargers never win these games. I'm almost a lean to Baltimore, but the Ravens have a distinct ability to lose these close games late. They blow them late. Anyway, just a lean to Baltimore for me. Let's talk Bears and Vikings. The Vikings are laying 3.5. It's Monday Night Football. Totals 45, Steve.
So Bears are playing much better. Defense is playing much better. We're going to head to overtime in this one. Tied 20-20. We're going to take the Bears plus 3.5, 2 units.
Totally agree. I thought Fields played really well against the Lions. Now this is a showcase game Monday night. Eberflus coaching for his job. Fields more or less playing for his job. 2 units for me. Bears plus 3.5. Wow, Steve. I lost track, but that might be 5 best bets this week, I think. We got 2 totals. We got the Raiders. We got the Bears. We got 1 teaser. That is awesome. 5 best bets. Hasn't been as great this year as it has been in previous years, but I'm feeling a really good week for us. Remember, patreon.com/RTmedia if you want the spreadsheet. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for tuning in to Even Money. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.